Showing Up, How to Make a Greater Impact at Work, by Tim Robson. Read by Glenn McCready. Introduction. Over 3 billion people across the planet showed up for work today. But which version of them arrived at their workplace? Is it one their friends would recognize? How closely will it resemble their job title and description? Is it the same person they'd promised at interview, or a version of themselves their family would be proud of? Many different versions of us show up in the places we work, and for a variety of reasons. Sometimes, when we are working, we're really not ourselves. When I was a child, I always wanted to work in a big office. My father was a civil servant in central London for most of my childhood, and seeing him head off in the morning to an office in the city seemed exciting and glamorous, and I thought it was cool. I was intrigued about his working life, and was convinced that the office was a place for me when I was old enough to get there. My mother tells me I used to play business in our lounge at home, using the coffee table as my desk and taking calls on an old work phone Dad had found for me. These were very important calls, and I was quite successful. My interest in commercial working environments and the ways people do work together has never left me. I've spent most of my working life in and around large organizations, with their many management layers and structures to engage with. I've seen managers come and go, operating models expand and contract, and along the way have witnessed organizations and individuals behaving both brilliantly and disgracefully, sometimes all at the same time. Running my consultancy practice over the last few years has also enabled me to see corporate life through an additional and valuable lens, with the privilege of being part of and yet distant from the clients and teams I'm working with. For too many companies and the teams that work in them, I've noticed an underlying problem that seems to hold them back. It's not their product mix, sales channels, operating model, or the market conditions. It's something often unseen, but possibly more impactful. The underlying mindset and working mentality of the people in an organization goes a long way to defining its...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?